Item five is PR 2020-4747, site plan SI 2021-484, 498th and I-40 Land LLC, located on Daytona Road Northwest between I-40 and Daytona. The agent again is Tierra West and Vince Carica. Okay, go ahead and just identify yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Vince Carica with Tierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place.
Mr. Carica, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update with your resubmittal.
Madam Chair, Vince Carica, we took a deferral from a couple of weeks ago to address comments that included some site plan, fairly minor issues from transportation. The building elevations on the north and south were revised by the architect to better comply with the IDO requirements. As we met with you and your staff, we also looked and modified the landscape plan in general, and also to add screening to the north side as a screen from the residential properties to the north across I-40. We believe we've addressed all the comments. There was also an additional comment to get solid waste approval, and the site plan that was submitted, I believe, had their signature and approval on that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carica. There was a lot of work put in here, and we appreciate all that you've done. Let's turn now and see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on item five, which is on Daytona Northwest. Please raise your hand or unmute yourself and let us know you're there. Okay, not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Regarding the current application, we've issued availability statement 210219, which applies to the eastern parcel and provides sufficient service. The infrastructure list was previously approved. We have no objections to the utility plan as presented. Pro rata is owed and shall be paid prior to approval. So we may need to, if that's not been taken care of, I don't have a record that's been taken care of, we may need to delegate on that item. And again, that amount for the pro rata was $20,053.74. So no objections other than the pro rata. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Question, I don't recall, has a conditional use been obtained for the heavy vehicle use?
Madam Chair, this is Vince Carica. Carl, yes, we did get the approval from the ZHE, and I believe I sent you a copy of the notice of decision.
Okay.
If that's not in the package, I apologize. I'll make sure you get that.
Okay. That's all I had at this time. Thank you.
Okay. And I think we do have that. Oh, no, we do need that NOD. Is that correct, Ms. Gould?
This is Maggie. Madam
on
Chair,
our comments on 518, we said we needed the NOD.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't believe we got it in the file. If Mr. Garcia okay. may have received it, but I don't believe we have it in the file. I could be wrong, but I don't believe so.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't find it yesterday in my
report. Yeah. So, Mr. Carica, we need that in order to take any action on this. And so.
Madam Chair, this is Vince Carica. I will send that to you right now or to Jay.
That sounds perfect. Thank you. Meanwhile, let's go to Parks and Rec.
Good Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you for color coding. That helps a lot. And I just wanted to ask about the treatment of the bottom of the pond. I thought some of our other discussions included like a hydro mulch or something to just kind of stick the seed there. If you want to respond to that, thank you.
Madam Chair, Vince Carica. Yes, Cheryl, we can make sure that we note on there that we will hydro mulch the bottom of the pond. I know we noted it as native seeding. We just hadn't put down a construction method on it.
Great, thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Carmejo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 3/29/2021. We have no objections.
Okay, transportation.
Good morning, Jim Wiffenberger with Transportation. I just had one very minor comment. I was looking for a curb ramp reference on the ramp near the handicap spaces.
Madam Chair, Vince Carica. Thank you, Gene. Yes, I just now looked at that and noticed we hadn't. We'll put a keynote call out for that.
This is Gene with Transportation. I can take delegation on that.
Okay, and let's go to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We, other than the NOD for the conditional use, which I believe I just received from Vince, which I'll pull up after my final comment, we just need to note, we need to have the project and application numbers added to site plan sheet SP1 prior to distribution of the site plan for DRB e-signatures. And I believe that is it. And I'm going to pull up Vince's email right now. And this looks like the NOD.
Okay, let's go to the decision. Approval. Okay, so this NOD shows approval of the conditional use to allow heavy vehicle and equipment sales, rental, and fueling and repair. And the date of that is, go to the top again, Jay.
April 20th.
And the date of the ZAT approval is April 20th, 2021. Okay, so we will add this to the file for this case. And is there an infrastructure list for
this? Is Jay Rodenbeck. So there was previously a preliminary plat approved on May the 19th, I believe, for this site. That had an infrastructure list tied to it. I don't believe the site plan does.
Madam Chair, this is Vince Carica. Jay is correct. The preliminary plat and the infrastructure was tied to the preliminary plat. Sorry, not to the site plan.
Okay. So, Ms. Gould, what about the infrastructure improvements agreement being recorded?
So, Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. So, you're wondering if the site plan should wait until the IIA is recorded for the preliminary plat?
Well, we don't usually, do we do an IIA with the preliminary plat?
Well, so I thought I heard us just say we tied the infrastructure to the preliminary plat and we are not tying any infrastructure to this site plan. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, Maggie, yes, we were actually we have an application in to be on for DRB next week for the final plat. That final plat does include an improved infrastructure list, and the IIAs will be coming with that request.
So
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Maggie, tying approval of the site plan to the plat would be if the platting action is required for approval of the site plan.
I was trying to think about, and that's exactly the thing. So in this case, yeah. I don't think it is. Well, and mostly that I think we've also been somewhat flexible during the pandemic about, I think the important thing is that we have the infrastructure tied to something so that, and again, Vince, correct me if I'm wrong, the preliminary plat for this was a preliminary plat because the infrastructure was tied to it. Is that correct? This is a case that I reviewed a while ago and I haven't looked at it.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So in that case,
I'm trying to figure out about the IIA part of this.
Right.
That's it. I'm just trying to figure out.
But the site, the preliminary plat divided this into two tracts. The site plan is only on one of those tracts. Madam Chair, I'm happy to defer to Nicole on this, but I think that because we have a preliminary plat that ties the infrastructure, and we have a site plan that does not cross that lot line. So for example, had the applicant wanted to build this on that parcel, sorry, I'm not being very articulate this morning, but I think we are okay approving this site plan, and I think we can have a finding in the approval that says infrastructure is tied to preliminary plat and we, you know, use the file number there. And I think we could also add something because the lot configuration doesn't really fully exist until the final plat is signed off on. I mean, so one option would be for the chair to withhold signature until the final plat is approved.
Okay. Ms. Sanchez, do you have any comments on that?
This is Nicole Sanchez. No, just that I typically would defer to the city engineer on this matter.
Right.
So I'll defer to Ms. Gould and Chair Wolfley on this approval.
Okay, thank you. I mean, the other option, you said your final plat is coming in next week.
That's correct. Well, it's the application.
It's being submitted or it's on our. I'm sorry, I can't quite hear the last part of that.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, Vince Carica. It was submitted yesterday before noon. So we're hoping to be heard next week at DRB.
Because I'm wondering if it's all the same to you, Mr. Carica, if it might be better just to hold the site plan, defer it, and then do these together next week when we have a final plat for the property that the site plan will cover.
Madam Chair, Vince Carica, I understand where you guys are headed. I think we would like site plan approval. I like the idea that Maggie mentioned about a condition or hold, withholding your final signature on it. We'd like to get the site plan off of DRB. There may be some further delays with the approval of the final plat pending approval of the IIA documents. And I guess we would like to get off of DRB and understand that you would have to withhold your signature if we were waiting on the plat.
Right, but you're not actually, the whole project isn't getting away from D. Ms. Gould, final thoughts?
So, Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. If his application was submitted yesterday on time, he will be on the agenda for the 23rd. And so if people are more comfortable keeping them together, I don't, because again, it would still be waiting on the chair's final signature. It would be off the DRB agenda, but it would not, it would still not be complete.
Moving. Right. Right. And we're not going to sort of re-review your site plan, which makes me ask a question. I apologize, but I just thought of this now. Did you go over the building elevations that were submitted? I don't remember that being brought up in planning comments on conform, because I'm just trying to make sure we've covered everything. If we defer this, but that we've like covered everything. So they submitted the new building elevations, and were those, how were those reviewed and came out?
Madam Chair, this is Vince Carica. I will defer to Jay, but yes, they went through the IDO. Jay had provided some fairly detailed comments and referrals in the IDO for the elevations. The architect went through and addressed those, and I believe Jay, in your comment list, reprovided those were stricken.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. They provided a comment response letter that was pretty detailed, and along with the elevations to back that up, that they met the building design requirements of 511. Here, I can pull up the.
No, I saw that. I just didn't know what the planning analysis of that had been. I saw what they did, but just that you and Maggie had concurred that they met the building elevations. Ms. Gould, were you able to?
I'm trying to open the file now.
I can screen share this.
Yeah, that would, if you can do that, Jay. Yeah, because I think,
I mean, this is the explanation of how they met the requirements.
Yeah, no, and if I'm remembering correctly, they weren't that far off. And so if they've added, okay, good. Okay.
So, while you're doing that, Ms. Gould, so Mr. Carica, my preference is that we would defer you till next week to be caught up with your plat. Because our policy is that we have a plat in place before we have a site plan in place for that parcel. And so I don't see a great advantage to your client per se by approving the site plan today, but we're kind of going through the details so that I think anyone's thinking, well, I don't want, you know, the DRB to keep looking at my site plan for another week, right? What else will they find? And so that's why I'm trying to reassure you, maybe except for going through these elevations, which maybe we didn't get all the way through, we'll do that. But I just kind of want to reassure you, this isn't about us continuing to review the site plan, except for those elevations, but just about our requirements to have the plat in place, that the site plan, the plat approved, that the site plan is going to be associated with.
Madam Chair, Vince Carica, yes, I understand that. I do want to note that the revisions to the building to address building elevation and IDO requirements was a fairly major deal for Southern Tire Mart and the developer.
Right.
So as soon as you can review that, we would like confirmation that they've met it all. It appears to me that they have, based on their letter and new elevations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we will do that. And I think we talked about in that, and occasionally something that we talk about finalizing doesn't actually get finalized. So I apologize for that. So, but we will do that immediately, you know, possibly today, and then get any information back to you. I think we were having a little hard time just matching the text with the elevations, got pretty busy with some of the symbols. And so that was kind of bogging us down. But on that note, I think it would be better to defer this to next week and have it appear with your site, with your final plat.
Madam Chair, Vince Carica, yes, I agree with that.
Okay. All right. And you feel free to remind me, like, no more comments on your site plan. Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 5 to June 23rd?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Somerfield Person, Rex seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jim Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 5, PR 2020-4747, Site Plan 2021-484 to June 23rd. Okay. I'm going to ask the DRB if they'd like to take a break at this point until 11:20.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I make a motion that we take a break until 11:20.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second the motion.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Somerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to go into recess until 11:20. At the end of the recess, we will be on minor cases, starting with item 6. And during the break, please go ahead and turn your video off and mute yourself for your own privacy. Thank you.